Well, hey, welcome back. It's Dan McDonald. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We're talking about going out. As lockdown restrictions are slowly lifted around the world, the travel industry is looking at ways to get Canadians back on board. Look at that. Still told to stay in and not visit our families already. The travel industry is looking to get us back out there. I completely get it. It's an industry that's been hit extremely hard. There's also a growing number of Canadians who are furious that airlines won't reimburse them for travel that was canceled due to COVID-19. But beyond that, I mean, what risk does travel carry right now? Joining me on the phone is president of Travel Secure Inc., Martin Firestone. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Now, before we talk about what we are and are not covered for as far as insurance goes in the wake of the pandemic, just a question in your opinion, with the travel industry impacted so hard, do you think it's going to come back right away once restrictions are lifted, or is it going to be a slow process getting back to normal if we ever get there?
Yeah, I'm writing off the year, I hate to say it, I'm writing off the season 2020-2021 from a snowbird for the moment travel perspective. So our regular people who leave on November and go down to the south or travel till April, I seriously think that that may not happen. And that has to do with a lot of things. And one of them being, will COVID-19 be covered in their travel insurance plans? And that's the big question.
And that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, as far as travel insurance, as of right now, are we still covered for COVID-19 illnesses? What could that situation look like if we were not covered?
So not at all. There is no coverage. So let's just going back to the beginning of March, COVID-19 was determined what's called a known cause. So many of the insurers on that date declared that coverage for anybody who was purchasing it would not include COVID-19. Then came March the 14th when there physically was a travel advisory. And at that point, a few of the insurers actually suspended sales, still are suspending sales, and the others who are offering and issuing policies are issuing them without coverage for COVID-19 at this point. And after the travel advisory is lifted, that's going to be the big question. What will happen at that point?
Right. So if you're not covered and you end up with COVID-19 on a ventilator in a different country, you would potentially be on the hook for possibly thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. I have people who are saying to me, well, I'll hop on a plane and come home if I come down with it. And I say to them, guys, the fear there is you walk into the airport and you've got somebody there with a thermometer gun of some sort and they check you out and you have 103 fever, you are sent right back to your rental or condo and ultimately could end up in an emergency room in a U.S. hospital at $25,000 a night with a non-covered condition. Pretty scary.
Very scary. And I mean, you said you were speaking to from the snowbird perspective of people who often go over, you know, for the winter months and the colder months. And those are usually the demographic of the population that's most at risk.
True. Very much so. And again, if there is a second or third wave, as they talk about, from an insurer perspective, I can almost understand why the risk would not be covered. That would be just buying claims at that point if you were offering and including that as part of your package.
Right. Your thoughts, I'm not sure if you can speak to this from an insurance perspective, but your thoughts on people who want refunds on their airplane tickets, especially since many won't want to travel, hearing things like this. I mean, can insurance cover this kind of thing to get a refund?
Yeah, so there's this huge dilemma going on now from a trip cancellation perspective from the insurers, not emergency medical for a minute, where people bought a trip, bought an airline ticket, and also were prudent enough to buy trip cancellation. So they say, great, I'll make a claim because I don't want this refund. I should say I don't want this credit because I may never use it,
right,
especially in lieu of what I just told you about coverage of COVID-19. Well, unfortunately, a few of the insurers have said, if they offered you a voucher or credit, that did not create a insurable loss. Therefore, you're not even eligible for the claim to get paid from that perspective. So it's become just a double sort of effect here where they paid for the airline ticket, they paid for the trip cancellation insurance, and they're out on both. So it's pretty frustrating at this point.
Oh, extremely frustrating. COVID-19 insurance is kind of something we're not covered for right now. We're not going to know how that's going to happen until after, if we're going to have a coverage for it. If we are traveling out of the country, when this ban is lifted, what are the basics that everyone should have? Because I'll be honest, I have some through work, but I've never really looked into it. What is the basic we should have?
Well, emergency medical, basically, whether it be through your group benefits, through your credit card, or through an individual insurer or broker such as myself, basically should cover you for at minimum $1 million for an unexpected medical emergency. Okay, so this is where the new world has come in now with COVID. Anyone could accept that as long as they were stable, God forbid they had a heart attack or needed triple bypass, the bill would get covered for upwards of $500,000. But now those conditions still will be covered, assuming the person was stable, didn't have, you know, heart issues the day before they left and all that. But the COVID one is the pandemic that never existed, and it's the one that's causing the concern now. And my opinion, quite frankly, you can have all these other things covered, but if you don't have that covered, you just can't go away confidently knowing that you have coverage for any possible scenario that could pop up.
Absolutely. Martin Firestone, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. Martin Firestone, he is president of Travel Secure. That's really, really freaky. I didn't even think of that right now they are not covering you if you do get COVID-19 on your travels. And as he said, you could be on the hook for hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's something to consider, and I want to touch base with Martin later on down the line when travel restrictions begin to be lifted and see if that changes. They are going to cover you. I mean, news changes by the day, right? And this is something that's going to be ongoing.